and without so much as a greeting, she exclaimed,
"May the princess in her 15th year prick herself with a spindle and wither away."
Having said this, she turned and left the room. Everybody stood horrified. Then, the 12th fairy, who had not yet granted her wish, expressed great sorrow that she could not reverse this sinister and ominous spell, but only soften it. So she declared,
"Let it not be death, but a deep century-long slumber into which the princess will fall."
The king, who wished to protect his beloved child, gave orders that all the spindles throughout the country should be burnt. The charms which the fairy maidens had laid upon the girl were fulfilled. The princess was so beautiful, so virtuous, and so sweet and wise that merely to glance at her induced a great love in all who did so. It so happened that on the very day the princess